care of yourself. Parshas Vayera is full with different things, Mrs. Mila, the Akeda, so many things, but I wanted to discuss one part of the Parsha. It's also a very fundamental part of the Parsha. Sometimes gets overshadowed by the Akeda and other things, is the Tefillah of Avraham for Anshei Sdom. And there's a lot to say about that. Sdom is a big thing, Sdom. Yeah. But the simple question that one could raise, and we'll see, the Shem Yishmuel discusses it, is what's with Avraham davening for the Anshei Sdom? I mean, these people were not so great people. And, you know, what's the concern with them? And what was the point of davening? What was he thinking of accomplishing, etc.? As we know, Vayigash Avraham, Vayomer, Af Tispet Tzadikim Rasha, Vayesh Hamishim Tzadikim, all these things, and there's a lot to be mined. So the Shem Yishmuel, on page 3. Discusses this. And he asks, Vinyant Filas Avram of Stomim Yesh Lahavin. Allah Stomim Lohayuraim Latsman Lavad, the Mazikim Amish Cholaolam. I mean, their influence brought a bad influence in the whole world. Not in a direct, meaning wasn't like, someone asked me before, you know, would he have davened, you know, if these people were terrorists, would he daven that they should stay alive? I don't think so. I don't think so. It's they themselves were doing immoral things. It weren't that they were terrorists. But when people do immoral things, that brings a bad hashpa in the world, in sort of in an indirect sense, and yet Avram was davening for them. So he says, take a look on the fourth column, like on the eighth line, last word on the line, on page 3, fourth column, eighth line from the top, last word on the line is Sha'Avraham. V'nira Sha'Avraham chashav l'karvam b'zeh l'man yashuvu midarkam hara. In other words, this was a mechanism of kiruv rechokim. Why? Ki b'shorer aleim rachamim min ha'shamayim k'mayim ponim el ponim y'shorer gam b'kirbam regesh rachamim al ha'shukim l'shum midarkam hara. Because he felt if he would daven for them, and that would be misora rachamim min hashamayim, so the rachamim that Hashem would bestow upon them, min hashamayim, would infuse in them the midas harachamim, and then they would act with rachamim towards their fellow person, and they would stop doing all these immoral acts, as the Pasuk in Mishlei, famous Pasuk in Mishlei on page 5, Kimayim haponim laponim, kein leiv ha'odom la'odom. That and the Matsudas Dovid explains, just like when you look into the water, you see your reflection, your face into the water. So if you're smiling, you'll see a smiley face in the water. If you're frowning, you'll see a frowning face. So too, the way you act to your fellow man, if you act with him in a kindness, then the kindness will be reciprocated, etc. So the same thing, Avram thought that if Hashem acts with them with rachamim, then that will cause them to reflect back with rachamim as well, and mamela, they would be they would do tshuva. And then he says, that's pshat l'fi ha'omor hisbara kosuf hinei noho alti l'daber l'Hashem v'anoki ofar ve'efer. It says in the pasuk that Avram says hinei on Chav Zayin on page 2 here, right in bracket, v'yan Avram v'yomer hinei noho alti l'daber l'Hashem v'anoki ofar ve'efer. So what's his point? So the Shem Yishmuel says on page 4, first column, Ach lefi dacheinu yisparish detola kol maloso machmas shehiktim Hashem lasso simo chesed bekerveh bimin tzidko. There was Avram saying, what do you think? You think I'm so great? Why do you think I became what I became, says Avram? I'm really the offer ve'efer. Anochi offer ve'efer. But Hashem did so much kindness to me, so that's why I reciprocate back with kindness. That when you have a relationship, a husband or wife, two friends, you want to have the person act kind to you, you act kind to them. You act kind to them, and they will naturally reciprocate with kindness. Because kemanim panim al panim kein lev ha'adam la'adam, so memeila huadin, that's what Avram's cheshbon was, that if I'll daven for them, Hashem will have rachamim on them, and Hashem will have rachamim, that will cause them to have rachamim back to people, etc., and that will cause them to do tshuva. In the end, it didn't work out exactly that way, but that was the... But the etzem cheshbon of Avraham was a good cheshbon. Why it didn't work in that particular case is for other reasons that they weren't zocher for that. But the fact that the Torah records Avraham's tefillah, it shows that this was a proper approach. And the Shem Yishmuel says to look. On the fourth column of page 3, he says, "Ayim hashakosu b'sefer zichron zos." So he tells you to look in the sefer zichron zos. So I just follow instructions. I look in the sefer zichron zos on Vayikra. It's going on the pasuk on page 7. Daber b'nei Yisrael v'marta lehem, Adam ki yakriv mekem korban l'Hashem, ben abehema ben abokar ben atzon takrivu as korbanchem. The person's makriv a korban. So the Sefer Zichron Zos is from the Chozem Milublin. And he writes on page 9, Yesh lomed ha-pasik lomed osanu im nirtze she-yuchzu Yisrael b'tshuva lo tiyeh magmoso ki im la-shpia lehem kol tzorchem v'mele yu tufim yu tovim. If you want that Klal Yisrael should do tshuva and be tov, so if you give them tov, that'll bring them to do tov. So that's what he says over here. That he says. Adam ki yakriv mikem korban l'Hashem. Sheyirtzel l'hakriv mikem mamish l'Hashem. You want to be makriv some l'Hashem. You want to bring him close to Hashem. I give you an etza. Min abehema. Sheyamshil ham divrei gashmius ubehemius. Zer chal kol inyoni hakapor lehem miim hashefa kolel kol inyoni shefa. Bonei chayim zone. Min abokar chay loshen bikur cholim. Give them good gezunt, give them gashmius, give them good things, and hopefully that im chalila ein chayim ein tzorach lam gashmius. Menatzon is bani, mezoni, kitzon is referring to mezoni, bani, etc. So adam ki yakriv mekem, so you mashpia, you give tov, you get back tov. That's the... That's the approach. In other words, as we see, there are two approaches. One in the person giving Musar or giving Tochacha. So one approach is the approach of just knocking the person down. But you know, as people have pointed out, that doesn't always work, and especially as someone once pointed out, especially in this generation, the knocking down approach is not always the approach that, as somebody once pointed out, it's not always the approach that's going to work, especially in this door. I remember many years ago when they dedicated the Sefer Torah in the memory of Rav David Lifshitz. So his son-in-law, Rav Nosson Kamenetsky, spoke at the gathering, and he quoted from his father, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, that the Gemara says, Zrok Mora B'Talmidim, that the Rebbe should throw fear on the students. You know, it should be a very tense atmosphere. So Rav Yaakov thought that that's not, wouldn't work in this generation. Because this generation is an open generation. If a person has so many options, so if he feels that there's too much fear, what does he need it for? He'll just go someplace else. So so this idea that the Shem Yishmuel and the in other words, is to mekarv somebody from being mashpia tov, being sensitive, being kind, and hopefully it doesn't always work, but then you have a better chance of kemayim panim al panim kein lev adam l'adam to be mushba back. This reminded me of another vort from the Maggid of Mezrich. And he says it over in a certain way, and then we'll see how we could maybe say it maybe a little differently based on what we said. In the Zmiris of Shabbos, we say something. You have the Zmiris of Shabbos, page 14, in Kol Mekadesh Shvi Karoylo. So the Maggid, what do we say? Meshol Chasnecha Liyodecha Kel Kano Venoke. Bring chesed to those that know you, the God who is vengeance and has Kano Venoke. So the Chora, difficult. If Hashem is Kel Kano Venokim, you should say Meshol Chasla Yudocha Kel Racham Mechanim, not Rav Chesed, not Meshol Chastachal Yodecha Kel Kano Venokim. So what does that mean? That statement in the Zmiras, Meshol Chastachal Yodecha Kel Kano Venokim. So the so there's a vort that goes based on the Baal Shem and then the Maggid of Mezrich is the following. We say in Tehillim on page 11, Kel Nekamos Hashem, Kel Nekamos Sophia, that the God who is a God who takes Nekama, he should what? He should expose himself and he should take vengeance from people who are Balagaiva. So it's a little strange, the Baal Shem Tov asks, because Midah Hashem is the Midas Harachamim. So what does it mean, Kel Nekamos Hashem? It's to say, Kel Nekamos Elokim, not Kel Nekamos Hashem. Kel Nekamos Elokim. So in the Sefer, the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, says over from the Baal Shem, he says, Nirali the Shemata Mimori, Perish Apostle, Kel Nekamos Hashem, Kel Nekamos Sophia. Al pi moshal liish kfar echad shemorad b'melech. There's a person that rebelled against the king. Shehika v'raga mikunim shal melech ha-yotzi b'zeh. So he rebelled against the king. So what did the king do to punish him? So you would think the king would beat him up. The king would. So what did the king do? Mian also Hamelach also the Rosh, the Haleu me Madrega la Madrega, Ashanasa Mishnah Lamelach. He made him the second in command. He promoted him. So that's a nice punishment. You sin against the king and you get promoted. So what's going on? Kol Mash. So he says no. That was a tremendous punishment because Kol Mashah Hiti Vamelch Imo Yoser Revil Yosef Madreg of Ra Yosef Kvod Hamelach Mashasub Hanagosov Yosef Tzal Zeh Shel Beg Far Bzochah Shemorad Neged Hamelach Agodo. Because the king said, you know what? I'm going to show you my glory. I'm going to show you my greatness. You're going to get very close to me. And then you'll get so embarrassed of what you did. Because you're going to see such a great thing, such a great king. And this is what I did to him. And that will cause you to do tshuva. Now that's a better punishment than getting, but it still does the same thing. It teaches the lesson also. So that's what it means, Kel Nekamos Hashem, that when Hashem takes Nekama, he does it with the Midas HaRachamim. There was the two ways of taking Nekama. You can do it with Midas HaDin, and you can, somebody rebels against you, you bop him over the head, and you smash him, and you beat him, etc. That's one way. But the other way is Kel Nekamos Hashem, is Nekama through Midas HaRachamim, and that is to punish through showing him the godless of the Melech, and then what? And that will cause him to do tshuva, because he'll say, wow, this is the godless, and this is what I did to such a grand king, and that will hopefully, and he'll have tremendous tzar that he did it, and that will cause him to do tshuva. But this is I guess much painless type of punishment than being punished through Yisurim. So that's what the Baal Shem said. So comes the Maggid of Mezrich, and he says, that's what it means, Misho Chastel Yodecha Kelkono Menokim. He says like this, we're saying like this, if we sin, and we deserve to be punished, we'd rather be punished through the Midas HaRachamim, through this method, that Hashem should shower upon us tremendous amount of chesed, and we should see how great he is, and then we'll become embarrassed, and that'll be our nekama. So he quotes here the Baal Shem, and he says, that's the pshat, the shochas nechol yodecha, that we'll see, v'hatal yidei zeh netiyat yirosu, bottom line, migodol hakaras kedulosu v'tuvah shel melech, Yorid v'chored lishmor mitzvosa. V'amel hikabel tanug mima sheshpir ratun lubno. V'zel mishoch chasla liyodecha kel. Aydei chesed kel, ata no king. And that's from Dov Ber Magmi Mezrich. So this is a whole, totally different approach of tochacha. Of mishoch chasla liyodecha kel kono v'no king. And this is brought down, you can see in the Kedushas Yontif, brings it down, and all the lot of Hasidic Sfarim bring down this this Yisod of the Maggid of Mezrich. Of course, it has to be known how to do it. You can't, somebody's, you know, and it's interesting, the Kedushas Yontif writes on Parshat Tzav on page 18. He says Hashem only uses this method of punishment. This is a good method of punishment. No, it's a better method than getting beat. So he says the Kedushas Yontif, the bottom of page 18. V'nei nira ba'ale l'chadesh, ta'onesh hazeh haya hisnasus v'romus, sheikh dafki gabi Yisrael, shekula mochusim b'minas anova. Chal Yisrael is b'minas anova. One second, we both say. So Hashem has this mida. But we'll see where it says this. But it says in one of the Svarim, I'll find it in a second, that Hashem will only do this type of punishment to Klal Yisrael. To Klal Yisrael. Because Klal Yisrael, the Etzem, have the Mida of Anova. Have the Mida of Anova. Here he writes it on page 18. Masha Enkein, second column. Masha Enkein, Ha'umas Olam. In other words, Hashem says, I can give you a punishment by giving you good, but that's only going to work if, as a result of giving you good, then you machnia yourself to me. But Hashem can only does that by Klal Yisrael. Because Klal Yisrael be'etzim are anovim. So memeila, this type of punishment could work. But if as a result of being mashpia, Tov, it's just going to get the person to be more of Bal Gaiva and to be further away, then Hashem is not going to use this. So we dive into Hashem, that the type of nekama that you have to us, if we need to have it, it should be a musr of what? Of Mishochastacha. So when I saw this Shem Yishmuel, the first thing that came to mind was this word from the Maggid of Mezrich. And perhaps with the Shem Yishmuel, it's a little bit different. In other words, the Maggid of Mezrich is saying that you give more chesed, and that'll cause the person to see the godless of the melech, and the melech will be misbayish. And you say with the Shem Yishmuel, you could say the same idea. Means the same thing. Just like Avraham Avinu wanted to be mashpia rachamim and chesed on the Anshei Sodom, because he felt that that will imbue them with that midah. And that was a way of causing them to do tshuva. And I was telling over to my friend Rav Moshe Shapiro in the library, this yesod, and he said that this is similar to what it says in the Ovos de Rav Nosson, on page 23. So Ovos de Rav Nosson on page 23 says the following. The pasuk says, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Aaron HaKohen, Oev Shalom, Berodev Shalom, etc. So what does it say? Kate said, Malamet Shei Adam Oev Shalom Yisrael, Derech Shei Oev Shalom Ben Kol Echad Lechad. And the pasuk says, Torah Emes Haiso Befiu, Ba'avlo Lo Nimtza Besfasov, B'Shalom U'Mishor Halach Iti, V'Rabim Heishiv Me'ovim. The pasuk Malachi says by the Kohen, he was Rabim Heshiv Me'ovim. He caused a lot of people to do tshuva. So how did he do it? It says the Ovos de Rav Nosson, Aaron Ma'alech Baderech, when Aaron was walking in the street, Pagabo Ba'odam Rasha V'Nosson Lo Sholom. So he saw Adam Rasha. So one approach is he could have ignored him. Say, you're a Rasha, what do I have to say hello to you? No, Nosson Lo Sholom. So the next day, when the guy wanted to do an Avera, Omar, Oili, Heich Esa Einai Chakach Ve'eres Aaron. He says, how can I do an Avera? Because I'm a somebody to Aaron. Aaron holds for me. Aaron is goris me. Aaron is makir me. So I don't want to disappoint him. I don't want to disappoint him. So the next day, when he's about to do an Avera, he says, how can I do an Avera? I'm going to disappoint my friend Aaron. And therefore he won't do an Avera. And that's the same idea that Rabbi Moshe Shapiro was saying. That's the Meshochas Nechal Yodecha, the way the Shem Yishmuel will learn. That if you have a positive approach, so you don't always have to have the negative approach of giving Tochacha. You have a positive approach. You say Shalom Aleichem, it means you goris me. You hold. I'm a something. So if I'm a something, I don't want to disappoint you. If you hold I'm a nothing, you give mussar and you treat me like a garbage. So then you treat me like garbage. I feel like garbage. I'll act like garbage. But if you treat me like a somebody, you say Shalom Aleichem to me. So the next day when I want to do an Avera, I want to say I don't want to disappoint Aaron. And that's the same thing what the Shem Yishmuel was saying about Anshei Sodom. And this reminded me as well of the word of the Shalom HaKadosh. There's the pasuk in Mishlei, on page 25. The pasuk says like this: Al tochach leitz pen yisna'eka, ochach lachochem v'yavdecha. So the Pashup Shad, it means that if you're giving Musar, don't give Musar to a leitz. Because the leitz is not going to appreciate it. He's going to hate you for it. But if you give a Musar to a chacham, he'll like you, he'll appreciate it. That's the Pashup Shad. But the Shalah has a different form. The Shalah says on page 26, a different word. He says in the beginning of Dvarim, maybe I'll write this up for the Sefer, maybe of Dvarim. He says like this. We know at the beginning of Chumash Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu was giving Musa. Every time that he mentioned a different location, he was hinting towards a sin that they did in that particular location, but he didn't tell it to them beferish. You know, he waited till the end of the line, and they quote him Shal Yisrael, Rashi says, etc. So he says like this: Siper malosim havu lachem anoshim hachamim nivonim v'yudoyim derech haposach al tochach leitz in kshata rotza lochiach es echon al tomor kachu kachata garua. Whereas if you want to give somebody musa, don't knock him down. Don't say you're a garnished, because then he's not going to listen to you. Because that's the whole idea. If you hold I'm garbage and I'm a nothing, so I'll continue acting like a nothing. But if you tell me that what chachamata, that I hold you're a chacham, and therefore I feel you could do it, if you have that positive twist on me, if you just say I'm a leitz, so I'll continue acting like a leitz. But if you say a chachamata, so then you have that positive approach, so then I'm going to live up to it. The same thing, Aaron HaKohen, you give him Shalom Aleichem. So the next day he's going to say, I don't want to disappoint Aaron HaKohen, because Aaron HaKohen holds for me. Aaron HaKohen holds him to something. So if you hold him to something, then I want to live up to that. And that's the yisod of Mishol Chasnechol Yodecha Der HaTochocha V'Hakirva. That if you want to knock somebody, so in certain situations, in certain generations, perhaps that worked, that mahalach of knocking, but in certain generations, as people have pointed out, especially in this generation, it doesn't work. Like Rabbi Mendelsohn said, from Henoch Leibowitz used to say that the American bacharim are like tissue paper. They're very sensitive, like tissue paper. So you're going to knock them down strong, it's not going to work, the hardcore stuff. But the mahalich of mishochas nachal yodecha kalkano v'nokem, you say like the Magid Mezrich, you say like the Shem Yishmuel, and you say like the Shlah, that you have a positive impact in a positive way. So then that's the mid of Aaron HaKohen, of Rabin Heshiv Me'ovim. He didn't do it through giving this fire and brimstone musa, just by the Shalom Aleichem, just by being makir the person, and that was that mid. So then when we say the Zmiris of Kol Kaddish Shvi, and we say Meshach Chastachol Yodecha Kol Kono Vanokim, we should have this in mind, that should be our approach when we deal with our friends, when we deal with Bez Hashem if you have Talmidim, or Bez Hashem if you have children, and that Mahalach, you wanna be Mashpia, so this Mahalach, Meshach Chastachol Yodecha Kol Kono Vanokim, Derech HaTokocha V'Akirva. Thank you.